met some people along the way. Some of them spit, some of them stay. Some of them want some more gone by. Gotta be friends, I love till I die. From all these people I try to learn. Some of them shine, some of them burn. Some of them rise, some of them fall. For good or bad, I know them all.
Right. Yeah, here we go.
In the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. I got to tell you the truth. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. No contest. Religion. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish, where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all powerful, all perfect, all knowing and all wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars They pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit.
Episode 162 coming at ya. This is the Believer Edition.
Don't stop believing.
I'm not a believer.
Are you a believer?
I hate Justin Bieber. Anyway, we had some cool stuff written down of what we were going to talk about, but we never looked at it.
Well, you know, I mean, we're just getting started here, folks.
I don't believe in shit.
We do what we do, and
that's the problem.
It is what it is.
Cults belong to something, and it's a bunch of crap because it's human nature to want to belong, I swear.
Well, I mean, it's always been the case, right?
You'll believe in anything just to be a part of a group or a sect.
Since kind of the dawn of mankind, that's always what we've had, though. We've had tribes and sects and cults and religions and...
What am I drinking right now?
Cultures and... Well, right now, what you're having is a New Glory... All clouds, everything.
Holy shit, it is delicious. Straight out of Sacto, DJ Gower made the track. I'm so excited.
It's true. I did. It was worth it. I love the man cave. Love being here. We're watching the Dubs, the Golden State Warriors right now.
We're getting beat down by the Rockets. They'll come back, though. Anyway, Bad Religion always comes to mind. I love their anti-belief lyrics.
You know, I mean, there's so many things about religion. Like, you can be so anti-religion that you sound just as bad as one of those religious zealots, right? Like, so being too religious can be just as bad as being too anti-religious. I think that
The dinosaurs were buried to test their faith, obviously.
No, I mean, that's not what I'm saying. Like,
1,000 years old. Like,
there's a middle.
Jesus.
There's a middle ground of
literally Jesus.
Shared acceptable understanding, right? Like, thou shalt not kill. Like, that's a pretty legit kind of guideline.
No, it definitely has its place, but it also keeps the poverty level fucks thinking they're gonna go to heaven.
Well, look at the trumpeteers, you know? I mean,
you can work your slave away, and then you might go to heaven with the stupid scripture. Garbage.
Yeah. The thing that troubles me the most is when someone becomes so ideological, so focused on their one true way, their religion, their belief, that everything else starts to become unclear, right? Like, I'm so Christian that I hate Muslims, or I'm so Muslim I hate Christian, and it just, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me how...
It's retarded. I'd like to give a shout-out. Wild Wild Country on Netflix, the sex cult of in Oregon. Don't know if DJ Gower has seen it. He might have. But anyway, it's great. And this random cult from India moves into Oregon, takes over the town. It was the largest poisoning in U.S. history in the Dells. They were trying to infect Salmonella in an area to see if they could, like, alter the election by infecting the local, you know, city councilors and stuff.
Wow. That's one way to do
and
it.
And there's one sex scene that still sticks in my mind that is just horrifying.
That's a weird version of chemical warfare, right?
That's right. Anyway, here comes some more music. Thanks for listening. Don't believe in nothing. Here we go. Rhyme.
God ain't nothing but a number.
Reason.
Yeah. I know only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah. Got some game from my day. So she might say she love me. She don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me. Believe me. I'm the nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me. Yeah. Rip. Rip, rip. It's been me and Young Tune off the rip. That's the man that put me in the shit. If a nigga fuck with him, I put him down quick. Got a verse for anybody who won't talk about the clip. I've been taking shit like you don't wanna hear me trip. Goddamn, do y'all really know who y'all fucking with? Yeah, I mean you can't blame me for wondering. Doesn't matter, could be winter or the summer. On the road, I do One Direction numbers, I don't fucking miss. Yeah, Stunner and Magno. When Wayne was gone for 8 months, we put this thing up on our back. And I was snapping off on every single track though. Collect card from the boss like where we at though. I was like, huh, it's our time, nigga. He left Rikers in the Phantom, that's my nigga. And I be rocking with the team that caught a nine. And we YNC and be waiting on somebody to try us, nigga. Yeah, I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me, she don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they couldn't see because they are. Believe me.
Lord knows I married one of these niggas. His and hers Ferraris, nigga. One for me, one for my daughter, nigga. Waiting for someone to test me like a Harvard, nigga. I told her 223, two Michael Jordans, nigga. Come on, fight these shell casings like a lawyer, nigga. Find out where you stay and act like we find some oil, nigga. Out of duct tape, so when he praying, I ignore the nigga. All I gotta say is sayonara, nigga. Drop dead gorgeous, but the bitch ain't dying for a nigga. Where the real queens at? Shout out Capone and Noriega. We could shoot it out and see who lived to tell a story. Little diamonds in my roly face. Can I be exfoliated? They think I'm associated. I'm the one that orchestrated. Yeah, yo, get a ass whip. Whip that ass like horses racing. Ain't about what you walk away from. It's about what you walk away with. Dead presidents, them coffins. I'ma be doing something.
I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Yeah, got some game from my day. So she might say she love me. She don't love me like she say she love me. Believe me, believe me. I'm that nigga boy that love me in the street. I'm not trying to find nobody else to be. I'm the one they come to see because they are. Believe me.
Rip, rip, nigga. Had to get it poppin' off the rip. Rich young nigga that ain't never had a trick. Slim thug flow, but you know I like them thick. If she get a job at DOA, I drop her off a tip. I had to get it poppin' off the rip. I'm the one they tell you been rappin' in the six. Coming to the city and your niggas get to trippin'. We'll take you to the Scarborough Bluff and drop you off a cliff. Well, damn, just be happy for the man. Nirvana Coldplay nigga got bands.
from the money, got it all over my ass. Going out to Houston, spending all of my advance. Be live, just took me for a check. Drake, you know I love you, you just took me out of debt. Yes, right now, you are looking at the best. Motherfucker war shows and motherfuck the press like that.
Motherfuck the rest. When they jumped off the porch, I was stumbling up the steps. I give what I collect before I give up my connect. It be a cold day in hell. Icicles made of sweat. One thing sliding across my neck. Niggas know what that mean, like they deaf. Nigga, I fire this Nina like this. Our first day on the job and the bitch overslept. Tune stay humble. Nigga, I'm a king. Need a horn and a drum roll. They throw motherfucking roses at my feet, nigga. Step on one road, yeah. I'm the only one to get the job done. I don't know a nigga that could cover for me. Tape a couple kilos to the bitch stomach. She look like she got a bun in the oven for me. Preheat, believe me. All you gotta do is pay me every week. I had these bitches having babies every week. I'm the nigga see me skating in the streets, gone.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you gotta do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's 'cause Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's a life changer, miracle arranger. Born to the virgin mom in a manger. Water to wine, he's a drink exchanger. And he died for your sins. I preach the word, that's my gig. And I rhyme better than Notorious Big. All the other MCs, I wish them well. But if you live in sin, you burn in hell. I'ma pass the mic to my lovely wife. She's a fly MC and the light of my life. So to bust a rhyme without further ado, take it away, Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's the son of the original G. And he was sent to Earth to elucidate the way that we should be.
What?
Like if another MC says, you're a freak, you're a lame butt rapper and your rhymes are weak. I don't get mad and I don't critique. I forgive him and turn the other cheek. I don't blaspheme and I don't brag. I don't cuss and my pants don't sag. I do exude a little Christian swag and I'm proud to be an American.
Jesus Christ is a nigga. Let his light shine through ya. Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hallelujah. Jesus Christ is a nigga. He's a homie MC, JC, you see. He's an honest, caring, peace-loving nigga like me. If you do drugs and you think you're cool, you need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can. Stand up tall, you're a Christian man. Word up. I'm freestyling.
Hit me.
In the year 33 AD...
The Messiah! He's gone!
Where did he go?
Hang on!
Man, you crazy, Jesus! You crazy!
That's what my ex-wife said.
Oh, the son of God! You sure are a son of a...
Whoa!
Chris Tucker and Jim Caviezel? Is that it? The guy from the first one? Passion of the Christ 2. Crucify this.
You know how to use one of these?
You know how to use one of these?
This July, let he who is without sin kick the first ass.
you're living in a world of make-believe with flowers and bells and leprechauns and magic frogs with funny little hats.
Last night I came home and I knocked on my door, and I called to my love as I oft had before. And I knocked and I knocked, but no answer there came. No kisses to greet me, no voice called my name. And I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord, I couldn't believe it was true. And my eyes filled with tears, and I must have aged 10 years, and I couldn't believe it was true. Green, I am quivering yet, and I'll try to forgive, but I cannot forget. My heartbreaking loss is another man's gain, and her happiness always, I hope, will remain. And I couldn't believe it was true, oh Lord, I couldn't believe it was true. And my eyes fill with tears, and I must have aged 10 years, and I couldn't believe it was true.
With tears in your eyes, running from poo-poo and Prentice. Go back outside, I beat your ass, little nigga. That homework better be finished. I beat your ass, your teachers better not be bitching about you in class. That pizza better not be wasted, you eat it all. The TV better not be loud if you got it on. Them Jordans better not get dirty when I just bought them. Better not hear about you humping on Keisha's daughter. Better not hear you got caught up. I beat your ass, you better not run to your father. I beat your ass, you know my patience running thin. I got boo-boo payments to make. County buildings on my ass, trying to take my food stamps away. I beat your ass if you tell them social workers he live here. I beat your ass if I beat your ass twice and you still here. 7 years old, think you run this house by yourself? Nigga, you gon' fear me if you don't fear no one else.
If I can smoke fear away, I roll that motherfucker up. A bitch, pull them panties to the side now.
I probably die anonymous. I probably die with promises. I probably die walking back home from the candy house. I probably die because these colors are standing out. I probably die because I ain't no DeMarcus for snitching. I probably die at these house parties fucking with bitches. I probably die from witnesses leaving me false accused. I probably die from thinking that me and your hood was cool. Maybe die from pressing the line, acting too extra. Or maybe die because these smokers are more than desperate. I probably die from one of these bats and blue badges. Body slammed in black and white paint, my bones snapping. Or maybe die from panic, or die from being too lax. Or die for waiting on it. Die cause I'm moving too fast. I probably die trying to buy weed at the apartments. I probably die trying to defuse two homies arguing. I probably die cause that's what you do when you're 17. My worries in a hurry, I wish I controlled things.
If I can smoke fear away, I roll that motherfucker up.
When I was 27, I grew accustomed to more fear. Accumulated 10 times over throughout the years. My newfound life made all of me magnified. How many accolades do I need to block denial? The shock value of my success provokes in me. All this money is God playing a joke on me. Is it for the moment and will he see me as Job? Take it from me and leave me worse than I was before. At 27, my biggest fear was losing it all. Scared to spend money had me sleeping from hard to hard. Scared to go back to Section 8 with my mama stressing. 30 shows a month and I still won't buy me no Lexus. What is an advisor? Somebody that's holding my checks just to fuck me over and put my finances in debt. I read a case about Rihanna's accountant and wonder how did the bad girl feel when she looked at them numbers. That type of shit'll make me flip out and just kill some, drill some. Get ill and feel wretched with a little some. My practice running from fear, guess I had some good luck. At 27 years old, my biggest fear was being judged. How they look at me reflect on myself, my family, my city. What they say about me reveal if my reputation will miss me. What they see from me will trickle down generations in time. What they hear from me will make them highlight my simplest lines. I'm talking fear, fear losing creativity, I'm talking fear. Fear missing out on you and me, I'm talking fear. Fear losing loyalty for pride, cause my DNA won't let me involve in the light of God. I'm talking fear. Fear that my humbleness is gone, I'm talking fear. Fear that love ain't living here no more, I'm talking fear. Fear that is wickedness or weakness. Fear, whatever it is, both is distinctive. Fear, what happens on earth stays on earth. And I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse. Within 14 tracks, carried out over wax, searching for resolutions until somebody get back. Fear, what happens on earth stays on earth. And I can't take these feelings with me, so hopefully they disperse. Within 14 tracks, carried out over wax, wondering if I'm living through fear or living through rap.
Damn.
God damn you, God damn me, God damn us, God damn we, God damn us all.
Verse 2 says, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. So until we come back to these commandments, until you come back to these commandments, we're going to feel this way. We're going to be under this curse. Because he said he's going to punish us, the so-called blacks, Hispanics, and Native American Indians, are the true children of Israel. We are the Israelites according to the Bible. The children of Israel, he's going to punish us for our iniquity, for our disobedience, because we chose to follow other gods. That as a man chasing his son, so the Lord thy God chasing thee. So just like you're chasing your own son, he's going to chasten you because he loved you. So that's why we get chastised. That's why we're in the position that we're in. Until we come back to these laws, statutes, and commandments and do what the Lord says, these curses is going to be upon us. We're going to be at a lower state in this life that we live here and today in the United States of America. I love you, family, and I pray for you. God bless you. Shalom.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He
Episode 162 coming at ya, the Believer edition.
Jesus Believer. Christ! I mean, what the name of Judah?
Believer.
Allah, Believer. Krishna, whatever the fuck you're into. What in the shit? You know, what is your deal? Why do you have to be so determined that your way is the right way?
Yeah, I think it's all a bunch of bullshit, and it's hard to believe in the government, especially after 9/11 and their inside job. Am I right?
You know, the government is really just an extension of religion, right? Because where did religion come from? But when mankind was at a point in their existence where we didn't have societal structure, we didn't have rules in place, we didn't have law and order and courts and jails, right? So what can we do to control the population to make sure that they do these things like we can all agree on, like don't kill somebody, right? Say that there's this all-powerful creature that sits above you, and when you die, which we know that everybody will fucking die, right, when it's your turn to die, you're going to be judged by this all-powerful creature that can see you no matter what you do and where you are and what you think and what you know. And that kind of is the same and true for almost all religions, you know, be it whether it's a multi-god religion or a singular god religion or, you know, whatever it is. Even science, you know, there's always those variables. But sorry, I'm getting distracted by the Warriors right now. They're, like, kind of in a game, but then they're out of it.
And I agree really with PJ Gallagher, and everything he's saying is great. Anyway, we're going to play some more music. And yes, it's hard to believe in anything. Fanaticism, it's insane. Priest molestation, I can't get it out of my head, so fuck your religion. Rhyme.
Before your religion fucks you.
And treason.
Better than what I am. that's just the way it goes. And if you look away, you'll be doing what they say. And if you look alive, you'll be singled out and tried. If you take home anything, let it be all what you think. More single you become, better off you'll be. Something to believe.
Episode 162 of the Believer Edition. I believe I can fly. Not really.
You know, I'm kind of cross with you for that.
You believed you could fly, and then you touched the sky, and...
Oh, no. I think R. Kelly probably needs to find God.
R. Kelly is still urinating on women and molesting them.
Children, abusing them. Really.
So that's awesome. That's one thing the early 2000s still have going.
Yeah, I'm sure the Catholic Church will be welcoming.
I'd like to give a shout out to Scientology, the biggest bullshit religion that is nationally recognized. Zeno, your galactic overlord, can kiss my ass, you fucking idiots. And yes, I'm a suppressive person. And
Yep.
I've got some Theons. all up in my ass, so you can kiss it.
And kiss it for eons while you're at
suck
it.
Suck it up, bitches. Anyway, this is the Believer Edition. We don't believe in a lot of stuff because we're old and we're living in a more genuine time, I swear.
We're going to believe in not believing.
In our youth. In our youth, we were more naive, more gullible, had way less bullshit to deal with, and yeah, it was a great time. Now we're on our 20-year high school reunion.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you start getting a little gray in the beard or whatever, and you get some miles in the rearview mirror, I guess you could say.
And we're getting old, but we're getting weirded out by robots and Facebook and weird-ass shit.
Home automation, the Internet of Things.
I do believe my job is obsolete and I will be replaced by a robot. I can definitely...
The real question is
my wife's yelling at the dog so hard.
No, I was going to say, the real question is, like, are robots gods? Like, you could essentially pray to Alexa, right? Like, Alexa, tell me the meaning of life. And it will respond to you.
Yeah, it'll record your conversations too, so.
Yeah, well, you know, that's probably in the best interest of the children.
Anyway, we're going to close out the show. Thanks for listening.
No, we're not.
This is the middle talking segment.
Yeah, you're going to hear yourself. We got more to do, folks.
Yeah, there's some more Believer-esque tracks, and we're trying to believe that people are decent, but it's hard to do that at this point.
No, I have a disbelief in the decency of humanity.
Trying to not be pessimistic, rhyme.
And pessimistic treason.
Easy and Pringles. By the handful.
It's all of us who must overcome the crippling legacy of bigotry and injustice. And we shall overcome.
To believe in, identified as one, and as a nation. cashed quite yet. I hope I got a little more time. I hope it's not the end of the line. Yeah, Jesus wrote a blank check. Oh, wanna have it cashed yet. Alright, well if I had to choose a number, I'd want it to be number one. Can hear a knock on the door. Jesus wrote a blank check. Alright. Saw me dying. Will angels come a flying down? I hope I got a little more time. I hope somebody lends me a dime. Now Jesus wrote a blank check. I wanna have cash yet. Oh, still I build my towers high. I watch them pierce the blue, blue sky. Still I wallow in the mire. Still I burn this earthen fire. Still I build my towers high. I watch them pierce the blue, blue sky. Still I wallow in the mire. Still I burn this earthen fire. Still I burn this earth and fire. Still I burn this earth and fire. Still I burn this earth and fire. Oh, still I burn this earth and fire. Still I burn this earth and fire. Still I burn this earth and fire. Still I burn this earth and fire.
Episode 162 coming at ya. The Pringles are being chugged. DJ Gow is chugging Pringles. We don't believe in shit, but he believes in consumerism, that's for sure. So do I. We're the most consumer whores you ever met. We buy shit constantly. A perfect example was Sierra Nevada gift shop. DJ Gow is rifling through the bargain bin. I'm in there, like, thinking I should buy some shit I probably don't need, and the rest of the world stars. And I believe America's fucking assholes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
We're the fucking most consumer bitch fucking ruiners of the world, and it's sad. I'm sorry, third world countries.
No, I think our problem is not that we're like the biggest bitches about it. It's that we've come to have an expectation that everything should be easy, we shouldn't have to try, it should just be there and done for us in the manner in which we want it, without ever actually, like, saying what it is that we want, or the, you know, it's kind of like, it happens in relationships, too, you know, you sit there and you think, oh, you know, when I get home from work, she's gonna know that what I want is to get a blowjob or whatever, and that's not what she's thinking, and it's unfair for you to, like, expect that of that person, too, you know? Like, you have to be able to, if that's what you want,
well, speaking of that, though,
right out and say it, right?
I guarantee if I was, like, some Thailand, you know, proprietor that could just throw hundreds down, I could get a blowjob for it.
You mean like Robert Kraft?
Yes. He's obviously soliciting prostitutes, but if I'm getting a massage, I want a happy ending. Are you with me?
I mean...
Oh, this guy doesn't want to incriminate himself. Are we hanging with? Tell he's actually got the happy ending like we all want, but I've never gotten it during a massage. So.
Do you think that like maybe he tried to choke the girl and was like calling her Aaron Hernandez during it?
One thing the Patriots don't do is choke. Oh. Anyway, here comes the last songs of the album called The Podcast.
The Podcast.
Album Podcast.
The Rhyme and Treason Radio Podcast. Here for your pleasure.
We believe this podcast rules.
Well, in this, the
the Age of Aquarius
Believer Edition. You know, this is like the chosen podcast, right? Like, this is the...
We believe we rock, and this is going to be an awesome edition. And
this podcast is a godsend.
Hope you believe in something more than me. Here we go. Here's more songs. Closing out the show. Thanks for listening. The Believer.
Walk towards the light, people.
Rhyme.
And Stairway to Treason.
And treason.